Shalom, shalom, goddammit. Welcome, everybody. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so excited to be on the radio again. It's been so long. Dave has kind of put me to the side because he's been getting complaints. But I rallied like the Democrats in the recent election, and I'm back and bigger and better. Well, maybe not bigger. I'm a little stooped, but better than ever. And I'm so excited today. And I mean that for once literally, because I'm going to be talking about the S-E... Oh, yeah, I can't even say the word. The letter, there's another letter on the end of it. I think you can guess what it is. But I'm not just going to talk about it by myself, because that would be sick. No, I'm going to be talking about it with a woman. Oh, and it's not my dear wife, Miriam Libby, who, by the way, is pregnant with our 22nd child. I'm very excited about this. The last one was only 4 months ago, so she's really just moving right along there. Karina Kittles. Costins, what kind of a name is that? It's a scary name to a Jew because there's three K's in it in a row. It's like I've got the KKK in the studio here. It's scary. But she is such a speaker. She's so beautifully gorgeous that I've got to talk to her. And one of the reasons I'm talking to this woman is she is talking about that word that I'm not very good about using it. S. Maybe I'll get to say it in a little bit. But this woman, this Karina Kittles Carstens cacophony here, is with us in the studio at WGBB. I want to welcome you. Shalom, dammit.
Thank you so much. And I want to say one thing about those three Ks. Is the reason I have three Ks, I believe, is because there is a new way of looking at three Ks, and it's all about love, and it's all about getting closer, and it's all about intimacy. So that's what I want you to think about when you hear KKK now.
What the hell does that sound like a K? Oh, so in other words, but they're not words beginning with K. It's just I should think of those letters, connect them with you, connect them with love and sex and sacredness.
Absolutely.
Right. What the hell are you talking about? I have no idea. I just want to look at you. Talk.
How to make sex sacred to ensure marriage will last.
All right.
And really what that means is that there's a specific kind of sex that can act as super glue for your relationship.
All right.
And that means
this
that...
This isn't a gay thing, is it? It's not,
no, this is about...
You get stuck in someone's tuchus or something. No, all right.
No, this is the bonding glue. This is what yokes you physically, emotionally, and spiritually to each other if you know how to have sex sacredly.
All right. Does this involve a talus? How does it work? It's sex. Two people, they take their clothes off, they do a thing. If you're lucky, you cut a hole in a sheet and you're done. What are you talking about?
No holes in sheets. We want to look at each other. That's one of the items that we, ingredients that makes it all sacred is that we're actually connecting. We're connecting in a new way. And how that happens is that we first create a space. And that means a romantic space. You know, you walk...
Because I have 22 children in a three-room apartment. There's no space. I'm walking on top of children's heads half the time.
That's right. Most couples go to bed between 9 and 11 p.m. They're exhausted, and they have toys all over the bedroom floor.
Well, those can be good in all different kinds.
Kids' toys. These yeah. kind of kids' toys. You know, the other toys are fine. And there's laundry on the floor. The TV's on. How sexy is that?
Not to me.
It's no, not. You right. know, it's really not. And so that puts a whole kind of wall in between you and your husband or wife to actually make sex more meaningful and more exciting. So what I want you to do is put that clutter in a basket in your closet. Whatever it is, throw the kids' toys, the clutter, the laundry in a basket and put it in your closet. Take it out of the space as well as put some sexy colors in your bedroom. How sexy is your bedroom?
My bedroom is white with a little bit. There's an Israeli flag, so there's some blue.
Okay.
And pretty much that's it. Sometimes there's food because I get hungry in the middle of the night, so I'll keep a kosher frankfurter here and there. But that's it. So you get a little bit of the red, the white, and the blue, so it's American too.
Okay. Well, we want to take the food out of there, Rabbi. First, take the food out. We don't want to smell the food while we're getting intimate and getting romantic.
All right. I thought,
you know, you're what?
With the hot dog, it's kind of nice. It's fun. You're, the Hebrew National sort of thing. No.
Your wife will really appreciate this. Okay.
Yeah.
And then actually add some of the colors. Add something that's more vibrant, like a sensual peach color or a or a deep indigo color. These are colors that stimulate the senses.
Okay.
And start to soothe you, start to make you feel like, ah, oh, I can relax.
I'm Jewish. I never relax. What the hell is wrong with you? Nobody ever relaxes.
That's because you don't have a bedroom that helps you relax. You need to create a sacred space in your bedroom that feels beautiful, that feels inviting for romance. Because, you know, most bedrooms feel like they're a little too sterile. You know, and it feels like you're walking into a hospital rather
my
than...
My bedroom is never... I've got 22 children. There's no sterility at all.
Okay.
Sometimes they pop out 4 months apart.
Well, the white and the blue and the red, that's a little sterile.
A little bit of the peach, a little bit of the...
Indigo.
The like Manischewitz colors.
There you go. There you go. But just make them a little more soothing. And add some beautiful pillows so you can just flop down on the floor with your wife and have sex there instead of getting into bed and doing it the same way each time.
All right. It's good for my back. This is not a bad idea. All right.
So, yes.
This is a nice suggestion with the colors and the pillows.
Yes. So you've got the atmosphere. You're setting up the atmosphere. And then you have to learn how to make it a ritual. Make it a ritual. So that means...
Like dying?
Kind of, but in a different way. What we want to do is we want to set the mood by making it like lighting a candle with your wife. Lighting a candle. Taking a candle.
Shabbos. What are you talking about?
Yes, but the Shabbos in the bedroom. Think about that.
Wake up and die with the room would be in flames. curtains, there would catch a curtain. I'd be toasted.
You would not be toasted. You could light a candle and put it on your bedside, and then when you're finished making love, blow it out.
Oh, well, all right.
Blow it out.
She usually does, but in a different way. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing. All right.
So you can light a candle. You can also choose different times of the day to make love, and some of the best times are not at night when you're exhausted. How exciting is that? You know, when you've come home from a full day of work and all the kids have been running all over you all day, you want to try something different, like before dinner, dusk. Dusk.
I want to try it on the Bima. That's what I want to do. With everybody, I've got a voyeuristic tendency. I'd love to do it in the middle of some kid's bar mitzvah. You know, we're going to do something really sacred now. Miriam Libby, come up on the Bima. That's boogie. God damn it.
Maybe in the bedroom. I mean, maybe in the bathroom.
Construct our own little Bima in the bathroom. That would be good.
There you go.
Yeah, Bima in the shower.
Exactly. Yeah. Spice it up. Also, you can try it at dawn. Dawn is a wonderful time to make love.
Women don't like it in the morning.
That's not true.
Men, they wake up, they got their thing. It's like a mezuzah sticking out of their pants. But women, I got to see the thing. I got to do this. I got to pluck this. I got to squirt this.
I have a secret.
Oh, yeah.
If you begin to massage her. If you begin to slowly massage her shoulders, don't get sexual altogether all the way. Begin with her shoulders, then begin moving down her back. Within 10 minutes, she will be open to the experience of lovemaking in the morning. So you've got to connect to her where she's at. She's tired, and she needs to be woken up softly, nourished softly. This is a wonderful way.
She needs to be woken up by kicks to her belly because she's never not pregnant. This is Miriam.
Well, obviously you have a great sex life.
No, it's very quick. There's no time to actually have sex because we're too busy, you know, making babies.
Uh-huh.
The way we are. I'm trying to repopulate the world after the Holocaust. One man, one mission, repopulate.
Uh-huh. Working,
but it's not terribly fun. It's like, Miriam Libby, watch. She looks at me, she gets pregnant. I don't even have to touch her anymore. She's like, what? Oh, Sal, there you are. Oh, it's kicking. Boom.
Okay, well, we know that you've got the fertilizing, the seed going on.
Oh, yeah.
But we want to have it a little more juicy for both of you. You know, let that take over the need to procreate. Let's spice it up in a different way. And so what I would say to you is that honor your moment with each other. You know, we make intentions all the time at New Year's and to lose weight, and we have new career objectives. But we really don't make intentions about sexual intimacy. And so take the time before you make love, once you've got that space cleared out in your bedroom, it's looking all beautiful, you've lit the candle, you've made it a ritual, and then make an intention with each other.
So like, I promise not to hire black hookers on 49th Street anymore. This would be not to use the Mitch Pavan as rocking and rolling.
Yeah, now
not me personally. I'm just saying for some people who are in the congregation. I am not mentioning names, Hitchcock. Oops.
Yeah, that's something that we want to make sure that we've moved out already before you get into the bedroom. So hash that out in therapy, okay? But the intention is more like, you know, I want to try something new with you tonight. I want to try a new foreplay. Communicate that to each other. Communicate, I want to try a new foreplay technique. Or secondly, how can we connect more fully emotionally? Let's see how we can do that. How can we play with each other emotionally tonight during our lovemaking?
Mind games. What are you talking about? Like the role play? I'll be the naughty goy, and you'll be the shiksa with problems?
How can I love you more?
Oh, boy.
How can I love you more during this experience?
That's just an argument waiting to happen. Because the woman's going to have a list that's going to be longer than a roll of toilet paper, let me tell you.
Well, you don't really go through the list. You just say, may I open my heart more fully to you this evening? And that's it.
That's very sweet. There should be violins.
Yes, it will turn her on. It will awaken her sexual vitality if you try that.
It's not her heart I want to open. It's open.
It will absolutely awaken her sexual vitality. And another one is that you can create an intention that you can make every time, which is, may this lovemaking experience unite our bodies and bond us emotionally and spiritually to one another in a deeper way.
This is very nice.
Hi, this is Karina Kittles-Karsten, the love educator, and you are listening to Days Gone By at WGBB.
We are talking to Karina Kittles-Karsten, who is the love, what, the love expert, the sacred love,
The love educator,
love educator.
And founder of sacredlove.com.
All right. Please tell us about your website and what that is and what you do.
Sure. I have a website, sacredlove.com, and it is media products that you can practice in the privacy of your own home, techniques to enhance your sexual intimacy and to enhance your love relationship. So there's probably 12 products on there in CD format or DVD format that you can purchase either as a product itself or as an online download. So you can download it right into your computer and right onto your iPod so you can listen to it, when you're jogging.
I don't want to listen to that when I'm jogging. It's going to make me hard to jog after 10 minutes. It's like, oi, 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 I can't move now, oi.
Or you can surprise your wife and turn it on in the bedroom and practice together. And one of the recommendations for people who really want to add the sacred into their lovemaking is the Lover Within series, and that's about developing yourself as a lover and coming to lovemaking in a new way, in a more meaningful way, with sex that moves your soul rather than just your body.
All right. Demonstrate. What do you do? Get in touch with your body or something? What?
Well, as we know, the eyes are the windows to the soul. Okay, so
I thought with the belly button, I'm so happy because I got lint and it's not nice. Yes.
So that means open your eyes when you're making love. That means you're going to connect right to your wife or your husband, right through the eyes to their soul. And what that does automatically is it just, your pleasure starts to get greater and greater and greater, and you can orgasm just by looking into your lover's eyes.
I have a problem with this also, but what if you're in a threesome? Do you have to go like cross-eyed because you're looking at one and then the other, and then your eyes are on the wall and you hurt yourself very badly?
Well, in my experience, from coaching many, many thousands of couples, threesomes don't really bring a lot of sacredness forefront. I think
they usually bring food and wine and maybe some cake for afterwards.
Afterwards, they can serve you. But I really believe that one-to-one intimacy that is sacred with someone that is, I will say, your wife or your husband or in a very long-term relationship will give you a greater sense of meaning. And over time, if you add the sacred into your lovemaking, it will even create more sexual excitement, because what we do is we tend to go on automatic pilot in the bedroom, and these ingredients that I've been communicating are to get yourself off of the automatic pilot and start to come more fully into the experience.
So what is an example of like an exercise that is part of what you do and part of what you on these CDs and
okay.
the DVD things?
Synchronizing your breathing. Okay, so let's try that, Rabbi.
All right, let's see.
All right.
All right.
Oh, all right.
Oh, over there. Oh, I'll clean that later. All right, ready?
Ready. Okay, I want you to take a deep breath in. And I'm taking a deep breath in. The walls are...
Wow. That was the best orgasm I've had in years. Miriam, Libby, I'm divorcing you. Are you married, by the way?
I am.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. Oh,
to a nice Jewish man.
This is one that you're not Jewish, I assume.
In my heritage, my great grandmother was German Jew, and she came over.
Oh, German Jew, okay. Mm-hmm. Good thing she came over, otherwise you'd be a lampshade at this point. Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Could have been, yes.
So.
So anyway, the breath. Right, taking a deep breath in, and I take a deep breath in, and then we exhale.
This is starting to hurt.
Exhale. And at the same time, you look into each other's eyes.
Oh, now you tell me.
Okay, so look into my eyes. Inhale. And exhale.
Oh,
you feel the connection?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Immediate connection.
Well, if your husband were in the other room waiting, I'd be on top of you like, Manischewitz on me.
And so what we're doing is actually using the breath, and we learn to utilize it by breathing into the sexual organs.
I can't do that. It's just lungs, right? I can't put the,
You start to bring your breath down. So why don't you bring your breath below your navel and breathe in and make your belly kind of inflate like a balloon.
I've had two hernias. I don't need to make
well,
it,
make it
anymore.
Just a little. And then exhale, relax.
Oh, yeah, I make fart. Wait, no, I'm all right. Here we go. All right, well, it's relaxing.
There you go. So you brought your breath down into your body.
Right.
So you just bring it a little further down.
Oh.
You want to try that? Inhale into your groin.
Oh. Oh, boy.
And exhale, relax.
Oh. My nuts are tingling.
There you go. There you go.
I have walnuts in my pocket. They're tingling. I didn't go down that far down.
Well, if you breathe like that with your wife, you'll start to feel that your sexual energies are more stimulated.
Yes.
And more connected.
Huh.
And that's one of the products, Breath of Pleasure, that awakens your sexual energy and helps you to deepen your connection with one another and make the whole experience more meaningful. Because breath is life.
This is true.
And, we often just stop breathing when we're making love. We just, forget we're even there and just, go through the motions.
Yeah.
But hold our breath.
All
and
right.
So we want to breathe into the experience, and that's going to bring more of our life energy into the experience of lovemaking.
So when Hashem blew breath into Adam... Adam got a woody? I don't want to think about this. That was terrible.
That means they were connected.
Oh, good point.
They were connected.
I still wouldn't want to see them connecting in any other way, though. That would be pretty. What are some other suggestions that you, Karina, Kittles, Karstens, like that? What, can I just call you something else? Can I call you...
Karina.
Karina or Shiksa. No.
No. I'm everything.
Well, no, you're a non-Jewish, but are you going to convert? Are you going to maybe... No. You're not.
I embrace all. I embrace the Jewish faith, I embrace my Eastern philosophies, and I embrace the Christian faith. I embrace it all.
So
it's all good. It's all good.
It's all one thing. Except for the Jesus part, and the Allah part, and the Sun Young Moon tax part, and the dancing in the airport part. I embrace it all, too.
There you go. We're on the same page.
So what else? Another suggestion.
Okay. Add your creative flair. Don't leave yourself out of the equation. If you are an accountant and your creativity is money,
all right.
Okay, instead of rose petals, put money all over the bed.
If I had money to put all over the bed,
you
would hire 20 hookers, Jewish.
No, you wouldn't.
All right, 18. It's a nicer Jewish number. I have money to throw all over a bed.
Money.
What do?
You know what? You could have dollar bills, or I know you have $10 bills.
a couple.
Yeah, so you have, like, you can go break a 10.
Oh, I can see Mary and Libby coming home. Oh, there's three $10 bills on the bed. Let me stop. Oh, this is erotic. Oh.
Well, you take those three $10 bills and you make them $30, and you put them all over the bed, and you make love on the money.
And then we got to spend it somewhere.
Oh. And you say to your wife, you are more important than money.
Oh, she'll believe that.
There you go. It's all about adding your creative flair. You're quite a comedian.
Thank you, man.
So you've got to bring that comic relief into your bedroom, into your lovemaking. Make your lover laugh while you're making love.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
I do that anyway, but I'm not trying.
Well, you know.
I take my clothes off. She's like, and then she gets pregnant. I don't know how it happens.
Well, I think that that's wonderful that you're adding your creative flair. You're already bringing your humor into the bedroom.
Well, what are your specific things that you and your husband, not to be too personal, but what are, like, your creative thing or his creative thing that makes you go boom?
Okay. Well, he can sing. So that means he brings his romantic creative flair by singing me a love song.
Oh, this is... But you have to be a good, so I can't be like everybody was kung fu fighting or something. It's got to be...
And I, you know, my work is the art of love, so I bring the artist of you know, loving into the bedroom. So I add new rituals and new interesting ways of connecting and being in intercourse.
So it sounds like, as wonderful as this all is, with you, there's no such thing as a quickie.
You can always have a quickie. I think quickies can be meaningful too, but the whole idea is that you're moving towards sex with your soul, not just with your body.
Right.
Not just with your body. So even if it's a quickie, that it's meaningful to both of you, and that's the super glue that will keep you together. Because why most couples break up is because they've lost the connection, and they've lost the meaning in their relationship. And they're not having sex anymore. And if you bring...
Well, with each other, yes.
Exactly. They're not having sex anymore with each other. So if you bring those ingredients back into the bedroom, you will create a super bond that will filter out into the rest of your relationship. And you won't be so cranky with each other anymore.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Oh, I would love that. Let me ask you something. But you can always have this. This is not, you didn't wake up when you were like 18 years old and go, oh, I'm going to have sacred loving and it's going to be wonderful and whatever. How did you get to this place where you are, not this place, which is Long Island, but this place personally, spiritually, where you're making love to your soul and all that stuff?
You know, it kind of happened. I was introduced to a Chinese teacher in New York City when I was 19 years old, and he started discussing the process of connecting sexuality with spirituality, which was a huge light bulb for me because I'd never heard that. I heard, like, you check out of your, you know, relationship with God, and then you go have sex. And then you come back to God. You know, you don't put them together. But when he started talking about that concept, it was like, wow, I really need this. You know, I really need to feel more integrated within myself because, you know,
So you do busing, essentially, for the... No.
you basically say, you know, I invite the divine into this experience of sexuality. Sexuality is divine. It's not separate. It's not separate. And by doing that, I started to feel a lot better about myself. My self-confidence grew. I was able to, I think a lot of women and maybe men also feel self-conscious about sexuality and self-conscious about their bodies. And I started to feel more confident.
If you saw my body, you would know why I was self-conscious.
I'm sure you have a great body.
There's layers of fat that I tuck behind me. And then I roll into a talus and people don't see until I unloosen it in that night. And Miriam Libby sees that, and it's not stimulating, let me tell you.
Well, you know, a little poundage is beautiful.
Oh, it is. Meanwhile, you don't have a damn pound on you. When you were, tell everybody, you were a model at one point.
I was an international model for 7 years, and I worked from New York to Europe to Asia. And I was exposed to a lot of different ideas, a lot of Eastern ideas, and then I've integrated my Eastern philosophies and practices into Western practical concepts and created the system called Sacred Love.
Right. But you had, I wouldn't call it a breakdown. Well, maybe it was. You went through, don't make it sound as easy as it was.
No, it wasn't. I had a lot of romantic experiences while I was a model. I, you know, was exposed to a lot of different cultures and had, was wined and dined in romance. And while that was fun and exciting initially, I started craving a deeper sense of, connection to a partner. I wanted something more meaningful. And so that, then, synchronistically, I met the Chinese teacher, and then I started studying, and then I started, integrating the ideas I was learning into my relationships, and I started to have better relationships. And then ultimately, I was able to find the right person for
me. Now, how did you meet Lucky Van, who is your husband?
Timothy. Timothy, my husband.
A Jew named Timothy.
Yes, can you believe it?
No, I can't. What does he do, by the way?
He's a movie producer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nobody
can throw money on the bed. He can throw money on the bed and the toilet. He can throw money on the lawn.
He's not an accountant. I told you he sings me love songs.
All right.
So we met through mutual friends that said that they thought that we would like each other. And he lived in New Mexico, and I was living in L.A., and it just was a really the right match, and within a few months, we were dating, and 3.5 years later, we were married.
Mit Mazel, and now how long have you been
We will be married for 1 year in April 21st.
Oh,
March 21st, excuse me. The first day of spring.
So, was it a Jewish wedding?
It was done by a rabbi, our favorite rabbi in Los Angeles.
Oh, maybe I know him. Who is?
Stan Levy.
Oh, what an asshole. No, I'm kidding. I don't know him. Just teasing there.
He is a wonderful rabbi, and so he married us up on top of a mountaintop overlooking Malibu at dawn.
Oh, my. That is so California.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And we hiked up all the way to the top of the mountain. And it had rained the night before, and it was clear. And it was just this beautiful dawn. And we had just a very small, simple ceremony. And it was...
No family?
We did the family after. So we had 3 days of family celebration after the wedding.
You can't leave mommy and daddy out.
Of course not. Of course not. But they didn't want to get up at dawn.
Well, no, who does?
Or before.
I can do chakras, but that's a different thing. What about that? You're going to make little Jewish babies, hopefully, but any kind of babies?
We are thinking about it, and we will decide in the near future.
Oh, boy.
But we love babies. We love them.
Oh, I hate them. I know about Rabbi Shaw.
You've only got 20, how many?
Oh, 22.
22, and you hate them. You hate them all.
But I've got to make them.
What kind of rabbi are you?
I'm being fruitful. This is what I do. I'm multiplying them. I'm going to divide a little bit, but no, I keep multiplying.
But they're going to turn into prunes unless you, nourish those little babies.
I tried nourishing them, and it bit my nipples, and I stopped. It was not good. I let Miriam Libby deal with all that. We're trying to rig up an apparatus with milk in it and Similac and Formulac and whatever the hell. I don't even want to deal. That's why I spend 15 hours a day in shul. I don't want to come home. Rather deal with people bitching and crying and say, oh, I'm my Uncle Moistai. Can you do the funeral? I'd rather deal with that than, oh, Daddy, read me a story. I read you that story. Oh, Daddy, read me another story. I don't want to read you a story. I want to talk to people with dying relatives.
You love drama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you have 22.
No, I'm 22 because it's natural. I look at her and boom.
Hi, I'm Karina Kittles-Karsten, the founder of SacredLove.com and the Love Educator. I specialize in the best of Eastern and Western approaches to love, sex, and intimacy. And this is Dave's Gone By at WGBB.
So again, remind people how they can. This is Karina Kittles Cartwright, the KKK girl. That's what I
think of love.
Think of love when you think of the KKK. When you see footage of men in white sheets burning crosses on the lawns of Schwarzes, think of love. What kind of
No. You think of a different KKK and you think of love. That's why I have the KKK. That's my meaning for it.
Fair enough. It's a much nicer version. I just hope I never interview someone whose name is Nazi.
No.
So, again, how can people
get a hold of me?
Yes. Get a hold of you, but how can they see what you do?
www.sacredlove.com. And please check it out and find my sign up for a free newsletter. And I send out a newsletter once a week. People ask me their questions about intimacy, and I answer questions on a weekly basis about your sex life.
Oh, we can get that in Penthouse. You'll never believe what happened to me. Oh, I was walking to shoot now.
But not like I answer them. Right. And so you can sign up for a free newsletter to get your questions answered for free. And so it's www.sacredlove.com. And please check out the Lover Within series. It's $24.99 on download, and it's $50 for the whole CD set.
It's like three CDs or something, right?
Three CDs on audio.
Gonna let you go now, but I want to ask one more question. What is the wildest, craziest, kinkiest thing that you've ever done? Oh, I love your eyes. Right now. I'm looking right into them and going, the other testicle's now tingling.
You know what, Rabbi?
What?
I'll save that for the next interview.
Oh, you I love a tease. Oh, damn it, that's wonderful.
Ladies, that could be the next show.
Thank you so much to Karina Kittles Carson for joining me. Everybody, go have find the beauty and the sacredness in sex and love, even if I can't. It's important for you to do it, because what is life about? It's not about the money. It's not about the work. It's not about the awfulness and the illness, although eventually it does get to be. But when it can be, make it about the love and the beauty and the joy and the fun of connecting with someone and good intimate sex. God damn it. Thank you, Karina.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.